A final thought on Reconstruction. In the previous podcast, 28 through 34, I discussed the failure and success of Reconstruction for Black Americans in the South. Now I just want to talk a little bit about the idea that the South won this time period called Reconstruction. Certainly in the beginning, the first years of Reconstruction, tremendous changes were made, tremendous advancements for Black Americans in the South were made, office holding and all of the things that we had previously talked about, the participation in the political process, all kinds of things, which, again, if you mentioned, remember the one gentleman on the video that we've been watching on Reconstruction, and that's on the videos page of the website, truly revolutionary for Black Americans to have gone from being slaves in the South to not merely being free, but to also being citizens and voters and office holders is an amazing transformation in a very short period of time during Reconstruction. And as the end of that video talked about, it was probably too much too soon. That great change takes time, and to have all that imposed so immediately was just way too much, not only for Southerners, but for many Northerners who didn't believe in the advancement of those kinds of rights to Blacks, not only in South, but also in the North. Again, never lose sight of the fact that there is plenty of racism, discrimination, and some segregation in place in the North as well. Certainly what the South wanted after the Civil War ended was a subordinate Black population that was agricultural workers, that were agricultural workers denied of most any rights other than no longer being slaves, and landless, rightless, and just doing the work again that they had done for 200 and some odd years before slavery ended. Truth be told, that's probably what a lot of Northerners wanted as well, and those people who were all about making sure the Northern economy remained strong certainly would have wanted that to happen, and if at least the work to be done again, and if that meant Black rights had to be trampled on and ignored, so be it. So in the end, I think it's hard to argue, although there were certainly important things that happened for Black Americans in the South, when you look at what happened in the aftermath of Reconstruction, it's difficult to argue against the South in many ways not coming out on top in the end of Reconstruction. A landless, rightless, agricultural, working class, almost serfdom because of sharecropping, so many Blacks tied to the land, effectively unable to have any sort of social mobility or just mobility in general to get out of the condition that they're in, to move off that land and go someplace else, to be denied all political rights. What the Southern states did, especially with the poll tax and literacy tests, I mean, I always leave my students with this. There are certain ways that you can improve your station in life, your condition in life. One way, obviously, is through education, and Black Americans certainly did that, even in this whole awful period of the end of Reconstruction and then the long racial segregation that existed for 70-some-odd years in the South. But those schools were never the same as the white schools. There was never the same amount of money spent. They were certainly always substandard, not only in their physical condition, as you can see photos of what the Black schools look like, but in the resources made available to them and all kinds of things. It certainly made black education certainly more challenging. Through the political process is another way that change could be made. Electing people who are, part of your upward momentum. It happened during Reconstruction. After Reconstruction, very few Black people are going to vote in the South. Making the electing of officials who were supportive of Black causes virtually impossible. There are going to be very few representatives and even at the state level in most of the Southern states during that time from 1877 up until the 1960s and beyond. So the denial of political rights and political freedoms was incredibly significant in keeping Blacks in a subordinate state in the South. And then thirdly, the court system. You have a grievance against someone. You have a means of redress through a court system. Well, if you can't vote, you can't be on a jury. That means the opportunity to go to a court and get any sort of decision that might be in your favor as a black man and woman in the 1870s on until the 50s and 60s, and again even beyond that in some cases, was impossible. And don't forget, the highest court in the land decided in Plessy versus Ferguson that segregation was legal. They upheld the right of states and private citizens to segregate the races, whites and blacks, separate from one another. So the means by which to improve an education, a political process, or a legal process are almost entirely denied black people in the post-Reconstruction era, and that's again what the Civil Rights Movement is all about. So I leave you with that as overarching, you know, final, you know, outcome of Reconstruction. That while there were many positives, and I talked about some of those earlier, this is what this country allowed, you know, Southern states to do. And again, Northern states participated to some extent, but certainly not to the same extent as the South did.